السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم from the beautiful city of Kuala Lumpur. It's a beautiful day, الحمد لله. And we are allowed to be out now. The movement restriction has been partially lifted, الحمد لله. And some businesses are open, of course. We're slowly trying to get back to our work and so on. So basically now we're challenged with getting back to speed, you know, with motivation. And there's two types of motivations I want to talk to you about. You know, I heard a nice parable the other day and I wanted to share with you. And you know, as soon as I heard it, I understood it. And it's funny because I shared it and you know, some people don't understand it, but it's fine. As soon as I heard it, I totally understood it. And the parable it's about motivation. And there's two types of people in this world. Okay? There is the one who runs towards what it wants and the one who runs away. Both are running, both want something. So the parable is of the lion and the gazelle. So the lion chases the gazelle, right? The lion chases the gazelle because it wants its prey. And you can compare this to what you want in life, right? And I'm talking here about, you know, dunya, akhirah, everything. Because we have to always keep in mind, guys, that we're living in this dunya. We need to do our best in this dunya as well. Okay? Problem is that people are not preaching that anymore. And hence, we're leaving that vacuum unfilled and be filled by non-Muslims who are taking over. They're doing the best in their businesses, they're doing the best in everything, and the Muslims are already living the Akhirah, but that's not how it is. We have to finish what we have to do here. And the Sahabas and the Prophet ﷺ did that. They lived in this dunya and they did the best and they strived for it to make sure they give victory to Islam, of course. It's not for some worldly benefit. That's not what we're preaching. So the parable of the lion, the gazelle. Okay, the lion chases the gazelle. It wants its prey. It wants the gazelle. Okay, it runs towards something. So you, motivation-wise, you can run toward your goal. Okay, now slowly things are getting back to whatever normal we can say. But you gotta get back to what you need to do. So you can choose. Do you want to be the lion or the gazelle? Both of them are running. One is running towards something. One is running away. Okay. The gazelle, the problem is with the gazelle is running towards what? The gazelle is running towards always safety, security, tranquility, you know, being relaxed, being in a safe place, towards a paycheck, towards dependency, you know? The gazelle is running, okay, towards something as well. But the lion is determined. The lion wants and goes for what he gets. Now, sometimes he gets it, sometimes he doesn't. But what I'm trying to use the parable here is the issue of the determination. Okay, determination. Okay, be motivated. We're not motivated, man, because we're just, sadly, even when you listen to a lot of the talks by preachers, a lot of it is just talking about, okay, the Akhirah, which is so important. We prepare. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to say, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Right? Allah, give us the best in this life and the best in the hereafter and protect us from the hellfire. It's very clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to فَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Seek with what Allah has given you the hereafter. But you have to do it here. You know, we don't push to take care of ourselves or our bodies, of the way we look, of our health, to be strong, to go to the gym, to have motivation, to have strength, to have power, to have resilience, to have, you know, determination. There's none of that speeches to, you know, because it's been sold to us like this is dunya and dunya is not good. SubhanAllah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. I will put on this earth my vicegerent. Before even Adam was put into Jannah and fell due to what happened with Shaitan, before even Adam was put there, Allah says, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa." Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. So Allah has told the angels that Adam was meant to be on earth. Problem is, a lot of us are already living in Jannah, and we don't even know we're going to get there or not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will get to Jannah, inshallah. But already a lot of people are just, you know, have this disposition that, I'm a Muslim, I'm going to go to Jannah. Yeah, this life is not really worth striving for. So parents, you know, they become, I'm so sorry, but fat, and I don't take care of themselves. They don't push at work, they don't care, they're late, they're lazy, they're not professional. With the excuse that, this is dunya. We cannot, our hearts should not be attached to dunya. This is dunya, our hearts should not be attached to dunya. Wait a second. Waalaikum salatullah. Wait a second, what do you mean it's not our hearts? It's not about the heart, that's the whole point. Our hearts should not be attached to it, but it doesn't mean we don't work for it. And again, the context, right? We always try to bring the proof. And imagine Uthman radiallahu anhu, imagine Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, imagine Khalid bin Walid, imagine Umar al-Khattab. Imagine they'll say like, no, we're not supposed to be to work for in this dunya. You know, it's not good. It's not how it is, guys. It's not, and this is a big mistake that's done by, sadly, a lot of preachers do this mistake. Because we preach akhirah, akhirah, akhirah. Okay, and everyone's like, they're living in Jannah already. It's like, we're in Jannah already. You know, in this life, we're moving slow. I let the non-Muslims, it doesn't matter. Yeah, let the non-Muslims handle things. We see some non-Muslims succeeding in the fields that we should be succeeding in. It's okay, they're kuffar, you know, what's the point? Let them do it. No problem. We'll get Jannah, inshallah. And subhanAllah, imagine if the Sahabas had this kind of attitude, right? Imagine where would Islam would have been? People keep talking about, you know, I was talking about the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that if someone can die in Medina, they should. It's a great hadith. But subhanAllah, I always say, but how did the Sahaba understand that hadith? Because most of them died outside of Medina. How, like the main Sahaba, Al-Kibar, anyway. How did the Sahaba understand that hadith? Because a lot of the Sahaba, big Sahaba, died outside of Medina anyway. You know, they understood it differently. They strived in this dunya to do the best, you know. We should be the best businessman. We should be the best in terms of our strength, our resilience, our qualities, our, you know, our professionalism, in education, in health. Just look at the main things that the world is run upon. There's certain things, certain aspects of life that the world needs to so it can run. Education, who is running it? Muslims or non-Muslims? Non-Muslims. Healthcare, who is running it? Muslims or non-Muslims? Non-Muslims. Entertainment, media, who's running? Muslims or non-Muslims? Non-Muslims. Business, who's running business? Muslims or non-Muslims? Non-Muslims. Banking systems, economy, who's running? Muslims or non-Muslims? Non-Muslims. What more do you want? Military, who's running it? Muslims or non-Muslims? Non-Muslims. So then, what do you want, man? What? Honestly, what do we want? I'm just, you know. So, there's the lion, which is right now the non-Muslims, to be honest. Education, economy, business, everything, health, everything. They're running towards it, like the lion. And the non-Muslims are looking for paycheck, safety, social welfare, you know, being comfortable, growing big bellies, you know, just chilling. A brother, you know, and then they're arguing. Brother, where you keep your hands in prayer? Brother, you know, where are you? This methodology is the best. Brother, let's have a debate online. Brother, let's fight with each other. Brother, no, our manage, my sheikh. My group, we reduced Islam to a worldly philosophy to be debated intellectually amongst groups, and that's it. I'm so sorry. I mean, look around. You don't have to take me. Look around. Who is at the forefront? Allah says, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa." I mean, you might say, oh brother, you're being negative. I'm not being negative, I'm being a realist. Just look around. I mean, I'm laughing when I'm saying it because I want to be a nice guy and saying it. But this is the reality, right? The Muslims believe that this dunya No, we've been given a lot the speech and the lectures about no, leave the dunya. But it's partial. It's not been, my argument is that it's not being contextualized. Because, you know, the same people who do it, they say that we should follow the methodology of the Sahaba and the Salaf and this and that. Well, then look at their lives, man. I mean, Uthman radiallahu anhu is giving, donating a whole caravan. From where? From Sadaqah? He was begging or something? Because he was one of the greatest businessmen. Same with Abu Bakr Siddiq, who gave up all his wealth and then made it up again if he wanted to. Right? And then Abdullah ibn Mubarak, who would sponsor hundreds of people to go Hajj. Why? Because he's poor and he's begging, or he's on welfare. He's waiting for Baytul Mal to give him money from there. Oh man, I mean, come on, let's wake up. Let us understand. Then if we say that we should go upon the understanding of the Sahaba and the Salaf, Salaf al-Saleh, then we should contextualize that and look and understand all these leaving the world and having Zuhud and all these things. The Prophet ﷺ, subhanAllah, if you look at it, Al-Khumus, 5% of the ghanima is for Allah and His Messenger. Did the Prophet ﷺ leave with any big bank account? No, because he was using it for Allah. That's the whole point. The whole point of striving is not to have a big account. The whole point of doing well in business, to do well in education, in economy, to really be wealthy, strong, respected, not pushed away, confidence, is that we work for Islam. Because that's the whole point of Khalifa. إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ Khalifa. It is the strong one, the one who will lead and represent this deen on this earth. The amana, don't forget the amana. Inna aradna al-amana ala samawati wal ard fa abayna yahmilna wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. So human beings have accepted the amana, which is the amana to carry Islam, to carry the truth. Where are we carrying? We've reduced dawah to handing out pamphlets and doing videos. I mean, subhanallah, really. And if anyone does a bit more and goes out in the path and tries to move a bit and do some movement, people will start criticizing them that this group is bad, that group is bad. No, you know, it's just about lectures and conferences, about social media appearances, about famous sheikhs and signing autographs these days. SubhanAllah, when I see signing autographs, I'm like, Allahu Akbar, you know. But this is what we, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do lectures. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be having pamphlets and books and all that. That's not what I'm saying. Is I'm saying that we reduced it to that. We have reduced it. So back to what I've given, the little anecdote, okay? You want to be a lion who's chasing the prey, who is active, who is aggressive in the proper way. Aggressive as in like, not violent, you know, but aggressive as in like you want to get it. And it's Jannah, and it's in this life that you have to use this life as a test, because this is the place where you're going to settle your account so you can get into the hereafter. I mean, if you don't do good in this dunya, what's the point? How are you going to get in the hereafter? Just because you're cool? No. Okay, it doesn't work like that. Right? Or you can be the gazelle who runs away or tries to run away from safety. Both of them are running. One is running towards something. One is running away from something. Which one are you? You know, it's a new world today, man. 2020, it's not going to be the same. You guys have to understand, the world is not going to be the same. 2020 is not going to be the same, guys. The world is not going to be the same. That's it. Like 9/11, it changed the world. 2020 has changed the world. Now you got to ask yourself, am I going to do it? Am I going to run? Am I going to change? Do I have a dream? Do I have a goal? Because remember, Jannah is the ultimate goal. But you have stepping stones, you have milestones on the way that you have to achieve to get there. Which one do you want to be? You want to chase or be chased? So far, it seems that the Muslims are only being chased. We're always on the defensive. Let's not fool ourselves just because we do some videos and some live streams and some social media appearances and we have some followers that somehow we are achieving something. I think it's one of probably the greatest mistake that we can do, where we say, I'm doing my best. I've done enough. You know, what can I do? I've done my best. Look, I have million followers. I'm reaching out to people with the message. Yeah, you're shooting arrows. You have a nice bow, nice arrows, but you're missing the target. You are missing the target. You have the correct bow, the correct arrows. You got the Quran, the Sunnah, but you are missing the target. Make sure, you know, make sure we do it correctly. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.